Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
Well, Rabbi Kalish. Good morning, Rabbi Isai, and thank you to Rabbi Storch for his kind words and his introduction. It's exciting for me always to come to DRS, to this yeshiva, this holy yeshiva. First and foremost, because my nephew Daniel's here and I love him, so it's exciting just for that. But I feel very at home here. There was no introduction. I feel very at home here. Rabbi Storch is somebody that I'm close to for many, many years. He's somebody, he's a mechanech who, if I could say, I know right, who gets it and understands the greatness of people, is a person of dignity. His son is an incredible Ben Torah, sitting in Kailul in Eretz Yisrael. Also somebody, his son has had impact on my children. My children have eaten sudas by him, have learned with him. Rabbi Storch is somebody who's built up, who understands people, respects people, and I have a tremendous respect. I have a tremendous respect for this maisid. Somebody my whole family look up to. Rabbi Willig is a Rebbe here and it impacts here as a cousin of my father. And we're zeich in the family to look up and appreciate Rabbi Willig and his whole mishpacha. But I always noticed about this yeshiva that the B'nai Torah are happy. To me, that's like the first test of a yeshiva. Is that the first thing? What's my dream for my children? They should be happy with Torah, happy, have a sense. Ashreinu matoiv chalkenu. And to me, like the first bechin of a yeshiva, we want in the mornings. I can't. What's a goal of a yeshiva in the morning? That our children, our talmidim, our klal Yisrael, we say Asher b'charbanu mikolu amim, and they should mean it. That a person, that earliest bracha we make, that mitzvah d'araisa birchas ha-Torah, shebacharbanu mikol amim, and Hashem gave us Torah for my children. That's my dream. I want them in the morning that they say shebacharbanu and they mean it. They really feel blessed that we have Torah, that we learn Torah. So a yeshiva to be any hatzlacha, the first haschala, are the people in the yeshiva, are the bachrim happy? And I always noticed. My kids and I have spoken about it, that the Talmidim and DRS are happy. There's a simchas achayim, there's a happiness. I know Rabbi Cohn and I are childhood friends, and this is given over, there's a simcha. Rabbi Weberman is a tremendous yid who's impacted in our yeshiva. Him and his mishpacha have a tremendous impact on the families in our yeshiva. So it's not a surprise to me that this exists here. But there's a simchas achayim, there's a happiness. We're in yeshiva, we're learning by Rebbeim. The aschala, that there's a happiness. It's really an honor to come learn some Torah with the chevra and share. That's an honor. Normally, it would just be kulay besimcha to come here. I'm coming here with a heavy heart. I don't have to share this with the guys. It would be easy not to, but I don't like being pretend. I want to come and meet you and you to meet me. And I come here going through a lot. A guy, my son's best friend, Tzvi ben Miriam Leah, was in a serious accident in Eretz Yisrael on Thursday and is in critical condition. He Baruch Hashem, this morning we heard good besures. I'm sharing this with you. I wanted this year, besides people sponsoring, it's appreciated. Charles Levine sponsored this, and I appreciate his chizuk and Rabbi Weberman and Shataka Bia. Eloy Fry Weberman's father, Rav Eli Weberman, Shmuel Yitzchak Al-Yob, and Rav Pinchas Aaron. And certainly it should all the sponsors, it should be an Eloy for the Neshamas they wanted, each one, it should be an Eloy, a Schuss for them. But I want the Torah we learned to be a Schuss for Tzvi, and I want to tell you about him for a few minutes. Tzvi is a guy, he's brilliant. That's just not just, he's brilliant, the shtickle genius, that's a gift from Hashem, and he's physically very gifted. He's one of the best athletes we ever had in yeshiva. That's not a specific quality that I'm excited about. I'm excited that he's the nicest guy in the world. He's incredibly nice. My son's best friend, and he's nice to every single person, a very private guy. He's a guy who goes on walks and hikes alone for hours. He likes, like the Chazanish says, that Chachamim like Shas Habedidus. He's a guy who likes private time, will go on long hikes by himself. He's a very private fellow, but he's cool and worth it, and people look up to him. Good looking guy, he's strong, he's the best athlete in yeshiva. And he's nice to every single person. To be an athlete is cute. It's cute, nice. You use that stature to help others, then it's eternal. Then it's forever. Then it's valuable. We all have gifts. When we use those gifts to make others feel good, it's eternal. It's eternally valuable. I speak about him. He's in critical condition that he's an athlete because he used that standing to make every single guy feel good. He's cool. He made a whole yeshiva cool. Guys walk around. He's a very strong guy. And guys walk around proud because he's strong. Because he gives chizuk and encouragement and nice and respects and appreciates all. An incredible person. The whole yeshiva, I've never in my life seen the yeshiva like this. Guys are walking around, mamish, b'holodik. Somebody who gives chizuk and encouragement. He loves hilchos lashon hara. Doesn't speak bad about anybody. My son, as his best friend, this could never, there's no such thing as lashon hara in his world. Doesn't exist. You're not letting, he'll stop friends. No, don't say a bad word about anybody. And he's such giving love, encouragement to everybody, everybody. In his world, there's not like the cool, the haves, and that. No such, everybody's cool. Everybody's worth it. Everybody's respected. That's how Tzvi is. What's going on in our world, I've never seen anything like this. There was a friend of his, had gone somewhere, has a lot of struggles in his life, and traveled far away to be at a place that's not the best for a Ben Torah. The news had happened Thursday night. The guy traveled through the night 17 hours to come to my house, the Shabbos. He came 17 hours that I just need a Shabbos Kodesh. We spent Shabbos, we had a very, very holy Shabbos. And this is what his friends are responding with, tremendous outpouring of love and care. I'm very reluctant. I don't like making programs in yeshiva that are manipulative. I want somebody to find their soul. I don't like taking tragedies as a way of like getting people to frumer. I don't like that stuff. Steiging and growth is sensitive and powerful and authentic. And to grow is to find the deep space inside of us. And I did something that we don't normally do in yeshiva, but we asked guys where anyway, we made Kabbalah as a chev, which I'm very reluctant to do. But there was an outpouring of just do something for a chaver who needs yeshuas, who needs refuas, and just do something for a friend. Guys had that sense. So we did just for Shabbos Kodesh, the first 72 hours, including the next 24. Doctors feel, you know, what they have told us, he survives the 72 hours, his prognosis is good. Baruch Hashem, there was some good besuras this morning, but I wanted to share this with Rebbe, not to make anybody sad, but to ask that any kindness you could do, it should be as chus, if anybody could be mechazik, to be kinder to a brother, to a sister, to another guy in yeshiva. A better smile, more noticing of somebody else, better encouragement. Don't ignore, don't leave out anybody. That's what Tzvi stands for. Any chizuk in this area, going home and play a little game, play chess, checkers with your little brother. Any chizuk in noticing another person to be mechazik and a shpia v'schus for Tzvi ben Miriam Leah. So that's what it's on my mind. I want to ask the chevre, any single chizuk, notice somebody. Nobody's allowed to be invisible. It's a sheker. It's a lie. People count. It's a lie to ignore a guy in the yeshiva. Everybody counts. Everybody's a heavyweight. Everybody's important. In the world of the Baal Shem, he wasn't like nice to Yidden. I've studied and I have taken a very big, I'm interested in the Noam Elimelech and the Barditchever, and I've studied their Torah. I've studied their lives. I'm studying. And I could tell you it was not pshat that they were like nice to Yidden. The Avas Yisrael wasn't born from a place of like, okay, let's try to be nice. They had tremendous einayim. They had deep eyes. We said last night, we said Havdalah, all of us. And we described in our Havdalah, we said, Amavda ben Kodesh l'chol, ben Ar l'choshech, ben Yisrael l'amim. In describing Havdalah, Goyim are precious. It's a Mishnah. Chavivin ha'adam shenivar b'tzelim. Goy z'tzelim elikim. And precious for certain. A Yid is different. I don't like any racism. I don't like any, of course, we're machshav goyim. We're respectful and appreciative. Chavivin ha'adam shenivar b'tzelim. But a Yid's a ben melech. A Yid is banim atem l'ashem. A Yid is nishmas Yisrael. The tzaddikim saw Yidden, they lost their minds from Yidden. The Baal Shem told one of his Talmidim, his Talmud had a Ben Yachid, had an only son. You know, son, I don't know if there's anybody in this room who was a Ben Yachid, an only child. I had a guy in yeshiva, came to yeshiva. His uncle called me when he came to yeshiva. Not an uncle, I'm sorry, it wasn't a relative. It was actually a cousin of his father. A relative called me and said on this beautiful bacher, his relative called me and said that this bacher's father was a child of survivors, and he was 40 years old, and he wasn't married, and his parents were praying that he gets married. It was their dream of their life. And they went to Olam Haba, and a few years after they went to Olam Haba, he got married. He only had one child, and he's going to your yeshiva. And the cousin said he's the dream of the mishpacha. Prayers, al nar hazeh spalalnu. We prayed for this child. He said, I beg you, understand this Ben Yachid, how precious. This guy's in Eretz Yisrael learning for years. A fiery Ben Torah. It's in the yeshiva Mishkis, they call it in Eretz Yisrael. A huge Ben Torah. And I always think of him, he's close to his parents, they have a shtickle farm, he helps out in their farm. The relationship he learns with his tata, it's nifla. I always picture a Ben Yachid. The Baal Shem said to a Talmud who had a Ben Yachid, whose name was Reb Nachman, he said to his Talmud, the Baal Shem wasn't bragging. He was actually giving a window into the heart and minds of tzaddikim. And he said to his Talmud, the way you feel to your Ben Yachid. He had this Ben Yachid Nachman, who was a beautiful child. Only child, your dreams, your hopes, your concern for the Ben Yachid. The Baal Shem said, the Yid who you think is the furthest, the wildest, craziest Yid, I have more ava for him than you have for your Ben Yachid. I'm more nishtoimim, I'm more amazed by him than you have for your Ben Yachid. The big tzaddikim had einayim. The same way Shabbos is, the weekdays are wonderful. Every day, Yom Rishon today is wonderful. But Shabbos is Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos is different. Shabbos one experiences Hashem. Shabbos is different. Lahavdu ben Yisrael la'amim. They saw in the Yid Nishmas Yisrael. They were nishtoimim from Yidden. The Barditch will go around during Elul. People have different avodas during this precious, this beautiful month of Elul. The Barditcheva would travel around Am Yisrael and go to places where Yidden weren't apparently doing so well, and he'd be impact them, he'd bring them to Tkiya Shofar. And it's Pashit, his impact wasn't what he said to them, it's what he saw in them. He saw Yidden and was nishtoimim for Yidden. That's what the tzaddikim. Do we have such eyes as the tzaddikim? We have to work towards this. We have to start on ourselves, donning ourselves lekavzchus. Reb Nachman spoke about that a lot. And then donning others lekavzchus. Seeing ourselves in a favorable light, the way the tzaddikim, the way Hashem, HaBoicher, Ba'ama Yisrael, Ba'ava. That we have nishmas Yisrael, the preciousness of ourselves, and seeing that in others, being nishtoimim from people, being dan lekavzchus, judging others favorably, seeing goodness in others. This is a midah, this is like Tzvi, a guy who's looked up the whole yeshiva, and he looks up at everybody. He's impressed by people. He just likes, hangs out. My nephew is 4 years younger than Tzvi. My nephew's 4 years, and he was an eighth grader, we're yeshiva 10th, 11th, 12th, he came to our yeshiva in eighth grade. His best friend is Tzvi. When he heard the news, he was lying on the floor flat for 2 hours on the floor. Couldn't move. An eighth grader, he's much older. He was a 13th, he's much older than him. 4 or 5 years older. But he encouraged, he loved, they worked out together. He's a giber. My nephew is just starting out. Respect, appreciation, celebrates. He's zaycha to a madrega that he sees good in Yidden, that he's impressed by Yidden. He's not being nice to Nebuch. That's not what we're talking about. A respect, an appreciation, honoring and valuing people. I'm not asking you to find a Nebuch, the Schosvi. I'm not asking that. I'm asking to notice that you might have missed the boat on another person. You might have missed the boat on another person. See greatness in people. Don't be distracted by superficiality. Don't be distracted by humanness. Nishmas Yisroel. Try to see good in others. Good just to appreciate, to celebrate. Bidam l'kav schos. I want to share Ben Yayada with the Chevra. This Ben Yayada should be a schos refuah shleima. I'm going to share one piece of Torah with the Chevra Ben Yayada. Bring this with you. Carry this Ben Yayada and go home and see good in your brother. See good in your sister and spend time. So let me share an incredible Ben Yayada with the Chevra. The Gemara in Gittin, it's a very, very famous story. Klal Yisrael says this in the Kinnas on Tisha B'Av. And it's a famous story, Gemara in Gittin, that I want to share with the Chevra. The Gemara in Gittin says that the Benu Bas Reb Yishmael. Now, when we learn Torah and we come present, we show up where we are. So Gemaras like this resonate a lot. All of Klal Yisrael, our nation is thinking about hostages and prisoners. Our minds are on them. And this Gemara is about a boy and a girl who were hostages of sort. And the Gemara says that the Benu Bas Reb Yishmael, we each captured by Roman captors. The Ben Reb Yishmael was by one other, a Roman who he was enslaved by a Roman. The Bas Reb Yishmael Kain Gadol was enslaved by a different Roman. And they're both in captivity and hostage. And the two captives, the two Adainim, the two people who had these Yidden, as Avadim, as a Shifcha, they meet up and they get into a discussion. And the Adain of the boy, of the son of Rabbi Yishmael Kohen Gadol, says that I have an Eved she'en ki yafyoi b'chol ha'olam. I have an Eved, he's amazed, he's bragging about his Eved. And the other one is bragging about his shefcha, unbeknownst to these two, their brothers and sisters, the son and daughter of Rabbi Shmuel. After they're both bragging about their eved and their shefcha, they say, let's have a plan. Let's make a shidduch. They'll marry each other, and we'll split the children, such an eved, such a shefcha. We'll split the children, let's make a shidduch, and we'll split the children. So they put them in a room. In a dark room, they put the Ben Reb Yishmael and the Bas Reb Yishmael. They're each in a corner. And the Ben Reb Yishmael is crying in his corner. And what he says, Ani Kayim Ben Kehanim Gedolim. I look at that room as the story of our whole Golos. And in that dark room, the Ben Reb Yishmael, he says, I'm a Kayim Ben Kehanim Gedolim. He remembers who he is. It's probably the great Nisayan of Gullus, all its variations, our Gullus too. Our exposure that we have, what we've seen, not to feel shame, not to be shamed into forgetting who we are. Ani kayim ben kahanim gedolim, I'm something special and important. It's interesting, he doesn't say, of course, a yid's not let him marry a shifcha. He doesn't say it's usher. Doesn't say it's Isser, though there's an Isser and though a Yid is loyal to Isserim. That's not what he remembers. That's not what he's feeling in the room. It's not what he's experiencing. Reb Yishmael's son says in the corner of the room, Ani kayim ben kehanim gedolim. I know who I am. I know what I'm meant for. A few years back, a bacher showed up. I have a camp in Lake George. And a bacher shows up to the camp for a Shabbos. He crashes. And he says, He really was supposed to go to some, he had been out of the yeshiva a number of years. He's a tremendous artist. And there was a festival he was looking forward to go. And for months he wanted to go to this festival. And he found superhuman strength. He doesn't go and he shows up to camp. He's going to have a normal Shabbos. He found the strength to go where he belongs. When he was telling me why he came for Shabbos and didn't go, I could picture it. His hands were shaking and he was pointing here. He's saying, I'm not built for that. I'm not built for that. I have bigger calling and bigger things that I'm supposed to accomplish. He felt his soul. He felt his tafkid. He felt his chashevus. I'm built for something more. I can picture his hands were shaking. He was pointing, I'm built for something more. That's mamish in that dark room, Rabbi Yishmael's son. Ani kayin ben kehanim gedolim enasei l'shefcha. I'm meant for something. I have a tafkid. I have a light to shine to the world. I mean something. I'm important. She in the corner, the Bas of Yishmael, sitting in her corner. And again, she doesn't say it's Aser. A Bas Yisrael is not marrying an Eved, of course. But she doesn't say it's Aser. That's not what she was experiencing. She says in the Kinnas, we said, I'm a Ninya Cheved. In the Gemara, Ani Kayhenes Bas Kehanim Gedolim. I know who I am. I know from where I come. I know there's a tafkid, there's a kiddush shemayim I'm supposed to create. Am I going to marry an eved? I'm not meant for that. I'm meant for something different. And that's what they each cry in the corner. And they're crying the whole night. And holding on to the awareness of who they are from where they come. In the morning, Ikiru Zesa, they recognize each other. The rays of the morning come and they see each other. And in seeing each other, they see each other, and it says, go bibchiya. They have a new wailing in the morning, go bibchiya. And they cry in the morning, they hug each other, ad sheyatza neshmasam, until their neshamas leave them. Ask the Ben Yoyada, what's the new wailing of the morning? Go bibchiya. In the morning, there was a new cry. What was that cry of the morning? The cry of the night, the struggle to remember who they are, the struggle to hold on. What was the cry of the morning? Brother, sister, I'm happy to see you. The Ben Yoyada writes a Davar Nifla. And to me, this is the story of our people here and now. And to me, this is what changes the darkness to night. This is what the darkness to light. This is, I believe, our nation in difficult times. We need a fineness. Rav Yaakov Meir Schechter, day and night, speaks about this today, here and now. And the go b'b'chiyah, says the Ben Yoyad, you know what they were crying? They were crying that the darkness of the night made me call a yid a shifcha, made me call a yid an eved, nifla. You know why they cried in the morning? He cried, he said, I remembered who I was. But in the darkness of the room, I called my sister a shifcha. I said, Ani kayim bekan gadol menasei l'shifcha. It wasn't a shifcha, it was a yid. It was a yid, a precious yid. She said in her corner, Ani kayhanes bekan gadol menasei. She remembered who she is. But she called the other one, her brother in the corner, an eved. Go b'b'chiyah. They had a rizig, a cry together, atche yotzen ishmasam. Which in Chassidish Svarim it says until the neshama was revealed, until the neshamas came out. Yatzu neshmasam. The Laila causes that we don't recognize another yid. We say this one's that, this one's this. We don't appreciate a yid. That's what the Laila can cause. That's what the Chayshik can cause. Yes, they're different shetas. Seriously different shetas. We see in Eretz Yisrael diverse opinions. I'm nishtaymim from all sides. Amazing, the stapkus, the tzedkus of the charedim. Nishtaymim, I'm amazed. The mesiras nefesh, the avas Eretz Yisrael, and avas Yisrael of a whole segment of Klal Yisrael fighting for our people. They are both us. They are both us. It's all us. There's no them in our people. to see good in Yidden, be'emes, we're not, they're big shaitas, they're different shaitas in different ways, for certain, there were many shvatim, and even if they're mistakes, which we're certainly not big enough to know, but even so, a Yid, to be nishtoimim from a Yid, all Yidden, all, minus none, all Yidden to be nishtoimim, the chayshech, the darkness cause, we misplace, we call names, we assume. Ridiculous, ridiculous. I started in yeshiva, I didn't know about Nishmas Yisrael, I knew Stark. I thought I'll be mechazik, and the guy saved my life. Now that guy's come, 106, I don't know who's what, who's big, I have no idea. I know Nishmas Yisrael. I've learned I have a soul, and so do they. So do we all. Respect the Yid. Respect the Yid. See a Yid. See a preciousness in the Yid. I've 25 dorm counselors in the dorm. Their only job is to be nishtoimim from a guy. To be impressed. If you're not, but I'm not talking about superficial. Oh, is he amazing? No, be quiet. I'm talking, your job is to lose your mind. Please call me when you, a guy can call me 5 in the morning, and they do. You're not going to believe what I heard. I spoke to a bacher, what he said. Yidden have a precious soul, it's there. See it, find it, be impressed by it, be nishtoimim from it. Find it, discover. So what I'm asking the chevra, if we can be mechazik, this Ben Yayada, we need light, we need ur. The Chayshech causes, we say on a Yid, in Eved, a Shevcha, we say all different things. See good in a Yid. Dam lekav schos. See good on a Yid. Of course, we're headed to Yemei Adin. Whoever, you dan others lekav schos, Hashem judges us lekav schos. This would be the Iker, the preparation, achana. See goodness in Yid, and see good in ourselves too. See good, that's what we need, to see good in Yenim. We have to see good in ourselves. The Baal HaTanya, when he discusses loving other Yidden, he says the only way in the space we see ourselves as a soul, we feel connected to other Yidden. In the space we see ourselves as other things, we don't feel connected. It's not a cheap slogan. It's an emes, a neshama, 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 neshama. It's emes, it's the truth. So I want to ask a rallying cry. I want to ask the whole chevra here if we could be mechazik, all of us. If we could make chizukim in this area, I think it would be a schus for Tzvi. It would be a schus for us. Something we could all be mechazik. To see good in Yidden, to notice Yidden, to care about Yidden, to really be mechazik. Avas Yisrael, start the ones closest to us. Siblings, family members, start with the ones closest. I was moved. The heaven, it was organic. I wasn't trying to manipulate. Guys were making Kabbalahs for Tzvi. It was a massive. We needed something. So we made a chat. 1,000 guys jumped on. And they were just making Kabbalah. So many were saying over Shabbos. It was critical. The first 48 hours over Shabbos. I'm going to play a game with my brother. I'm gonna read a book to my sister. I'm gonna go on a walk to my sister. So many of the chevra, they got it. Nobody prompted, nobody said what to do, but they know Tzvi. My son, who's best friends with Tzvi, wanted to go last night to Tzvi's siblings. He said, I know what my friend would want me. He wanted to travel to bring pizza to his siblings. He said, I know what Tzvi would want. I know it. So that's what I'm asking the chevra. A rallying cry, notice each other, care about each other, respect each other, we're covered. The best thing you can give your friend, the best thing in the world, the best you can give is your eyes. See good in them. See good in people. See people. See others in a beautiful way. We come to Yemei Adin, and certainly the Rabbeinu Shalom sees in us. Sees in us preciousness, that what we're causing in the world, what we're unleashing in the world, we dan others lekav schus, Hashem dan us lekav schus. We want to unleash, our nation needs it. We want to unleash Rachmei Shemaim, Hashem loves us for certain. Dan hagav is banim, that is banim have an ava to each other. The Skelena Rebbe, who I appreciated a lot, the Shkalena Rebbe was a Riziga Oyev Yisrael, a tremendous lover of Yidden. One of my sons was sick, and we got a very scary report from Sloan Kettering. My wife and my children, we hopped in a car and I ran to the Shkalena. I said, Rebbe, they told me very scary things, the doctor. He waved with his hand. Fine. I said, the doctor said, waved the second time. He said, I wanted to talk to you about something else. I went to him, he was an Oyev Yisrael, a lover of Yidden. He loved Yidden, he had a tremendous Amas Yisrael. The Chesed Avram organization was started by the Shkalena Rebbe, him and his father, his son was just nifter, him and his father were years ago. He told me, you're going to hear good news, come back to me when you hear good news, and he was nifter before. So I went this summer, right before my son's chasna, my wife, myself, and my son went together to invite the Rebbe, to tell the Rebbe about the chasna, and to ask him to be mispallel, to be mispallel to Hashem. We were mispallel to Hashem, but this Shkalena Rebbe would struggle to daven shacharis. If he had a chesed to do for a yid, he said, how can I come to the tata if I don't make his son comfortable? One day, picture two friends here. One day, you're going to come together for a Shabbos, two close chaverim. And each of you have kids. Before you schmooze, when I come, I meet old friends, and I come with my kids, he have his kids. We're comfortable, we're best friends. Our kids, we want both of us understand. You go to the kid, I give his kids some lollies. We make sure the kids, that's what you do for your friend first. You make sure the kids are comfy. The Shkalena Rebbe couldn't say shachris. If there was a chesed to do, he would wait hours, afilu. He was just embarrassed. He wasn't trying to do anything. He was just an ines pasha. How can he go to Hashem? Hashem's son. Like, it would be Hashem. I wanted to ask, my son is crying, like, hello? So he would make sure if he had a chesed for a yid when he finished doing what Yid needed, then he would come to Hashem. He said, I took care of the chesed. Here I am, Hashem. Your son is set up. Your son is set up. He understood the banim l'Hashem. Their words, the Messiah Sishar writes, Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oyev El Misha Oyev Es Yisrael. It's words the Messiah Sishar writes. Avas Yisrael, to appreciate a Yid, yourself, ourselves included, a Yid is precious, and see others as precious. So that's what I wanted to encourage the Chevra, ask the Chevra. I apologize, to come here is exciting. I don't, to bring any bad besur is not Avi Meir. My Tata, my Rebbe always taught not to spread bad news, and we're going to see Refuas and Yeshuas for Tzvi B'Soich amongst all the Chayilim of Klal Yisrael. Amongst all the needs, we should see B'Suras Tavis. If I could ask the Chevra if we could sing, I want to sing together one song, and I want to end with Shloima. I'm going to ask Shloima to sing one song. It's a little late. I asked Mechila, I have bad habits. But if we could, you know what? Shloima, you should first sing, and then we'll sing one song together. Shloima, if you can come up. There's a song, Chevra, there's a song that I like a lot. There's a song that will express the idea of what I said in many words. Shloima could sing quicker, and it will go in deeper, too. I want to introduce. I should introduce. He's not just a singer and a guitar. He's somebody, he could speak. I certainly can sing. He could speak and sing. But Shlomo Guri is somebody in Yeshiva who everything I just spoke about is an embodiment of. It's appropriate he's singing it because seeing Yidden and celebrating Yidden is something that Shlomo is an embodiment of. If you could do the PL McLean. Yeah. Thank you, Shlomo. You want a mic?
The Klipis and see the Panimis every year. the cleavage and see the panemius. Every it has a neshama. Peel off the cleavage and see the panemius. Every it has a neshama. Peel off the clippers and see the panemius. Every it has a neshama. Oh yeah, so holy, so pure, so precious, neshames of yeah, neshames of yeah. Neshames of Yedin, mach off the klepet and say the penimis. Yedin ata neshama. Mach off the klepet and say the penimis.
Baby,
Been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekoymos on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.